Radio Prague News.
The Czech economy's growth slowed down to 1.5% in the third quarter of this year. Young Czechs remain Europe's top consumers of cannabis, according to a new report. And the Czech Republic is plagued by air pollution and adverse weather conditions. The Czech Republic's economic growth slowed down to an annual 1.5% rate in the third quarter of this year, according to a report by the Czech Statistical Office released on Thursday. Compared to the previous quarter, however, the country's GDP growth contracted by 0.7%. Analysts forecast a lower growth rate for the final quarter of 2011 as well, when the Czech economy might even slip into recession. The Czech Finance Ministry is skeptical about the economy's performance next year too, hinting that a 1.0% growth rate would be a success. Czechs aged 15 to 24 remain Europe's top consumers of cannabis, according to the annual report by the European Centre for Drugs and Drug Addiction released on Tuesday. Compared to the European average of around 30%, more than 54% of young Czechs smoked marijuana at least once last year, followed by the French and the Spanish. The report suggests that cannabis consumption in the Czech Republic, Greece, Latvia, Lithuania and some other Eastern European countries is on the rise, contrary to Western Europe, where it is declining. The centre also registered a record number of 41 new synthetic drugs that appeared in Europe last year. The Czech Republic is plagued by air pollution and adverse weather conditions. The industrialized regions of Northern Moravia, Central Bohemia and Ústí in the north are among the worst hit, with pollution levels exceeding legal limits. The city of Plzeň experienced the fallout of condensated waste vapor known as industrial snow. The authorities in cities across the Czech Republic have declared smoke alerts, restricting traffic and industrial production. Several flights to and from Prague's Ruzyně Airport have been cancelled. Meteorologists have warned that the situation is not likely to improve before the end of the week. Member of the Prague 1 Local Council and Member of Parliament for the Public Affairs Party Kateřina Klasnová screened gay porn at a public hearing in protest against leasing property to a gay sauna. Ms. Klasnová said she screened several partially blackened-out images of gay sex to show that rather than seeking sauna services, clients come to the establishment for casual sex, which is explicitly forbidden by the terms of the lease. Prague 1 Mayor Oldřich Lomecký criticized Ms. Klasnová for screening the images and said a recent inspection to the sauna found no breaches of the contract. The owner of the gay sauna denied Ms. Klasnová's claims, although its website advertises opportunities to meet new friends. In the last academic year, 765 Czechs studied at universities in the United States, which was 7% less than in the previous period, according to a report by the U.S. group Institute of International Education, released on Tuesday. Most Czech university students in the United States attended bachelor programs. Jakub Tesar from the Fulbright Commission, which organizes stays at U.S. universities, said high costs were the major obstacle for Czech students intending to study in the United States of America. In football, the Czech national team plays Montenegro on Tuesday night in the second leg of the Euro 2012 playoffs. The Czechs won their first leg 2-0 in Prague on Friday, boosting their hopes of advancing to the final tournament, as the hosts need a 3-0 win. The game in Podgorica starts at 8:15 p.m. and if successful, the Czech national team will be seeded in pot 4 for the tournament's final draw. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The next few days will be mostly sunny with morning fogs in places. Daytime highs should range between 4 and 8 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter and that's the end of the news.